Hi, welcome to Webcams TV. I'm one of your hosts, Brady Gaster. That's the other host, Corey Fowler. He's back from
everywhere,
pretty much. And the gentleman standing between us probably needs no introduction. His name is Syed Hashimi. He's been on this show a couple of times, as well as had a couple of shows on Robert Greene's Visual Studio Toolbox show, where he's talking about Slow Cheetah and some of the other awesome MS Build stuff that he's worked on. And today he's going to be talking to us about some new publishing stuff. But before we do that, we wanted to thank you guys for coming out last week to AzureConf. Corey's wearing the shirt. I think he's been wearing it a lot. So
I've kind of lived in it.
We've been a little busy. Yeah. He hasn't changed clothes in a while. So we've taken the magnet down. So AzureConf is officially over. Thank you guys for coming. Thanks a lot for all the great speakers that came.
Let's give them a round of applause. We've haven't done that in the show.
Yeah,
great job.
Good stuff. Thanks a lot, guys. But without further ado, do you have any news that you want to throw out there? Anything?
Well, just one thing. You being the person that threw AzureConf, I just wanted to say, you know, you did a really good job of organizing it and making sure the speakers were here and whipped into fine shape. So thank you.
No problem. Thanks. Nothing
went terribly wrong.
I can think of.
Yeah, right. So you pat on the back, Brady.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, guys. They're humoring me here. So. Without further ado, what are you going to show us today, sir?
Oh, man. So today I'm going to be showing to you guys some investments that we've been making on the publishing side of the house for Visual Studio. The build that I'm actually using is from last night. So if I run into any weird behaviors, I'm going to be attributing it to that. But for the most part, the stuff that I mostly will be showing to you is actually already available now. The stuff that's not available right now, I will actually point that out and then say, hey, this is new, and it won't be available today, but you can expect it in a future version.
Okay.
Right.
Define available. Is there a page that we can go to download this? Is this an out-of-band puppy?
Yeah, so for the web publishing updates, you'll always be able to get them in the Azure SDK.
Okay.
But we have some preview bits that were included with the MVC release that went out at build. So for the latest version, you have to grab that particular build.
Mm-hmm.
But then I have some other stuff that I will show here that's not available anywhere publicly.
Okay.
Right. This will be the first time to show some of this stuff publicly.
Cool.
Right.
And you're showing that top secret stuff so that you can get some feedback. Right.
Yeah. Right.
So under the video, there's some comment functionality.
Yep.
Syed wants you to use it because he's definitely listening to your feedback.
Oh,
I think
for sure.
You also have a user voice.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. If you want to make any suggestions for ASP.NET or any of the web tooling for ASP.NET, you can just go to asp.net.uservoice.com.
Cool.
That's a great place to give us feedback. The team is watching that website.
Sounds good.
So they did this really cool thing on the Cloud Cover show where they anytime they say a URL, they kind of expand it with their hands.
I think
we should do one of those.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
All right, so it's aspnet.uservoice.com. And I didn't think you had a diagonal expansion yet. So we'll see how it goes,
We could try.
Okay, right.
Bob could do anything. So, awesome.
This is what I hear.
Okay.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
So, yeah, we will see about that.
It's pretty talented.
That's for sure, man.
Cool.
No doubt about it.
Get crazy.
So let's get into some features.
Prepare yourself. This is going to be a time to remember.
All right, cool. Let me show you with Visual Studio, there are two types of, fundamentally, there's two types of web projects that you can use. You can either go to File, New, Project, and then pick either a Web Forms or an MVC project. These are the ones that you might be more familiar with, depending on which flavor of these projects that you like. But there's also a alternative to the standard projects where you have like a build mm-hmm. and like a formal publishing phase and all that. But you can also create a new website. And the website is really just kind of, there's no formal build and publish process. Well, it's really just kind of more represents how IIS behaves when you're hosting a website there. Mm-hmm. So it's really just like a loose set of files in a folder, and then we've got some tooling built on top of that. If you've used these projects in 2010, you'll know that the publishing experience is vastly different from what's available on the web application project. When we set out for our initial updates for 2010, because we have released some updates for 2010 as well as 2012, but when we set out to create those initial updates, we had every intention of bringing the same support for both web project as well as websites, but due to time restrictions and resources, we were unfortunately not able to make it in time for the Visual Studio 2012 release.
So the other word for web project would be web application, right? That's
exactly
what the dialogue
right.
says?
Yep.
Just to
right.
clarify that, if anyone out there is used to just popping into Visual Studio.
Exactly right. So there's basically a web application project, and then there's website.
Yeah.
So MVC, web forms, those projects are a web application project, and then the other is a website.
Yeah. Right. So in the past, I've built out websites and web applications, and the website's path was more along the lines of FTPing things up to a server. So what kind of functionality are we adding to websites if you're calling it out explicitly?
Yeah, so basically what we're doing is we're going to bring the full publishing experience that web application project has and bring that to website project.
Cool.
They're actually going to be using the same exact bits. So from this release going forward, there will be one publishing experience for both websites and web application project because we're using the same code for it. For readers behind the scenes, you know, there's actually a big difference between a web application project and a website project from like an implementation perspective. For example, most of the website project code is actually native, and then most of the web application project code is more managed. but what we've been able to do with Visual Studio 2012, we've kind of abstracted our publishing experience from whether it's a web app project or a website, and we've done that by using MS Build. So what we do is when you actually, and I'll show you this whole thing, when you publish a website project now, we actually will generate you an MS Build file that can be used to kind of automate that whole thing. So it's that abstraction that enables us to bring the same features for both projects.
Cool, that's very helpful.
Awesome. Yeah, for sure. Okay, cool. Let me go ahead and create a new Eraser website here, and then I'll show you guys what is the experience of publishing this to Windows Azure websites. Okay, so I just created a new website. Let me just go ahead and run this, make sure that everything works good.
So as this is going, this is going to open up in Internet Explorer, but I don't know if everyone's seen that you can actually select multiple browsers to deploy out to. So if you have, say, other competition browsers that you may want to use, you can have them pop up. And then from one F5 experience, you actually get to see IE and those other browsers and how they render across all
Exactly. That's right. Yeah, we've got that in this drop-down right here.
And my favorite, Page Inspector.
Page Inspector is really cool.
Yeah, that's right. Chrome was showing up in here, but Chrome actually changed how they're registering with Windows. So it doesn't show up over here, but we're trying to work with Google to get that resolved.
Cool.
Yep, but that's right. Okay, so I've just created my website project, and now I want to publish this to Azure websites. I'm already logged into the portal. I'll go ahead and create a new websites slot here. So I'll just create a new server instance here for Syed Webcamps. For a website. And this will just take a second to create.
Cool. So as we're going through this, this is the typical experience that we've done time and time again on this show.
That is right.
So now that it's created, we're going to jump in there. And what do we do from here to be able to enable these new features?
At this point, all you really have to do is just download your published profile and then import that into Visual Studio.
Cool.
Right, so it's pretty simple, really. I have drilled into this website, and then on the right-hand side under Quick Glance, I can download the published profile. I'll go ahead and do that now. And I'll save it into the default location for the downloads folder. back in Visual Studio, I can right-click and say Publish Website. Mm-hmm. And then from here, we can see the same exact dialog that we have for mm-hmm. web application. Mm-hmm. I can go to import the Publish Settings file, which I just downloaded. I'm not going to do Validate Connection because I know that it doesn't work on this particular build. But don't worry, it'll work by the time we get it out to you. All right, so let me go and do a preview. This will show all the different operations that will be performed when I publish. There's three types of actions. There's mm-hmm. add, update, or delete. In this case, we can see that they're all set to add mm-hmm. because I've never published this before. All right, so let me go ahead and publish this out. And we'll see the result.
And what's different about this is you're actually publishing a website, not a web app. And that's something
right.
That's right. Kind of new. Mm-hmm. So.
Exactly. And like, let's say if you had if you just created a website into a folder, just like, let's say they're all static HTML, website, you know, Visual Studio websites would be a good way for you to just take that content and just get it published up to Azure.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. So now we can see that I've taken my existing project here. I've imported the publish settings file for Azure, and then I've published it.
Mm-hmm.
Before, it would have been a little bit more difficult to do this before. Actually, it would have been a lot more difficult because we didn't have any support for web deploy from mm-hmm. website projects. But now we're bringing that.
Cool. So yeah. Under the covers here, because a typical website, you'd be deploying your source code out, and you'd actually have like the CS files or VB files or whatnot sitting on the server. And you mentioned mm-hmm. that MS Build is now kind of getting pulled into the process here. So are you pre-compiling that code and pushing it out to a bin directory on deploy? Or is this the same workflow that was in the past where all of those code files are still sitting on the server?
Yeah, that's a good question. So if I go to publish websites here, if we want to do pre-compile, under file publish options, you can say, hey, pre-compile this site
cool.
During publishing, but otherwise we will not.
It just pushes them up as is.
Right. Cool. Yeah, we should be removing the .cs files, but when you check this pre-compile, then we also will go ahead and pre-compile like your views and all that sort of stuff.
Cool.
That's right. Yeah, but let's say if you just had a .cs files here, you can publish those too, and then they'll just automatically get built on the server.
Awesome. Sounds good.
All right, cool. So that was that. So this is the new support that we have for website project, but now let me show you some new things that we... Let me actually show you what we're doing under the covers here.
Okay.
To be a little bit more transparent, and that way users can understand what we've done. Okay, when I created this project, there was no website.publishproj. This file was generated by the publish dialog, and you shouldn't be editing these files. We'll automatically keep this file up to date. All this is it's basically used as a way for us to enable command line scenarios around publish. So this file is used for publishing from the command line. I'll show you how to do that as well.
Oh, cool. So this would come in handy if you have, say, like a staging and a production environment, and you wanted to automate your deployment maybe with PowerShell, or is there any other mm-hmm. places that this file might be used, or is it mostly just from command line?
This is just from the command line.
Okay,
right.
Cool.
And really it's only for publishing. We don't have any other scenarios where this file would be used.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
So you can think about this website.publishproj as kind of replacing the CS proj only for published scenarios with websites. Otherwise, they're not, you know, that file's not used at all. Another thing that was created when you imported that publish, when I imported the publish profile, under the app data folder, we created a new folder called publish profiles. And here are the new Visual Studio publish profiles. This is the same exact format that web application project uses. And by default, we will go ahead and save these to your project. We won't put the password there. We save that in a special encrypted file. But these files will be a part of your project by default, so you'll be able to share these profiles with other team members. If you didn't want to share it, let's say if you wanted to have like kind of a private profile, then you can go ahead and add the file and then just make sure that it doesn't get checked in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you just do that with the... the existing, like, add existing item dialog?
You don't even have to do add existing item. It doesn't have to. Well, so website project, it'll automatically show you everything that's in the folder anyways.
Oh,
so there's
true.
No
yeah.
real reason for add existing. But even, let's say, for web application project, the published profile doesn't have to be a part of the project. It just has to be sitting in the right folder.
Gotcha.
Okay, cool.
Makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
That way, if someone's, like, peeking over your shoulder and they don't see your private published settings in there.
Yeah, right. That's cool. Right. Makes you don't sense. Want anybody peeping through your door cracks.
I know, that's
that is for
big
sure.
Big problems.
So let me show you guys some of the cool stuff that we have actually that we've done. Mm-hmm. And this goodness is for both websites as well as web application project.
Cool.
I've got a website open, so I might as well go ahead and show you that. one of the big pieces of feedback that we get is that when you publish your site for the first time, that you know you'll have a site that works locally, and then you'll publish it, and then you might need to tweak a few things. Maybe you got the CSS wrong, or for one reason or another, you have to make small little tweaks. So what we wanted to do is go ahead and make that kind of workflow a little bit better, where you can publish out your whole project and then make small little tweaks after that. So now let me show you what that looks like. And this is the part that's available in the build preview.
Okay.
All right.
So you can grab this now.
Yeah, you can get this now. Yep. So let's say if I'm here and I want to get rid of the items that are inside here, basically, and then I'll add some content of my own.
Where's the lorem ipsum generator when you need it?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, I thought you guys, that should just be like a, you guys should have an extension for that.
We should. That'd be good. Generate lorem ipsum.
So I've just made a minor change to my file. So now, if I want to see what are the differences between this file that's on my local machine and the file that's on my remote box, I'll show you what we can do. You can right-click, and then now we see three options here, publish, preview, and then replace from server. In this case, I'll pick preview changes. We'll go ahead and perform a web deploy operation. See, this exception box, this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about, right? This is what you get out of an IA build.
Okay.
But obviously, that's not going to flow through when we actually release them.
Right.
But here we can see now we're showing the current version and the new version if you actually publish this file. So now we can make small little changes, do a diff, and then we get the full, the diffing mechanism here that Visual Studio has built in as well.
Nice. Yeah. So if you're working on a team and you are looking at a page on your site and it doesn't look right, you can do a diff and see, well, that's not what I have locally. You just make sure I've got the right stuff, and then I can pull down the one file if I want to,
or override
it with whatever I've got local.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep. And
that's
let me show you that actually in action. So now here's the live running website. We can see we've got the normal contents here, and then let me close out of this, and then I'll go ahead and publish this file out, and we can see how quick this publishes as well. I mean, it's like, look how fast that was.
Nice.
So now let me refresh it. And we'll take a look from webcams. But, you know, you thought that was fast, but let me show you a faster way, basically. Okay, just 1 second. I'll make an edit. I'm going to do this is even faster. Alt-P-P. Boom, it's done. My file's already on my web server. Let me do a refresh. You know, you wouldn't have even been able to open the publish dialog that fast.
Yeah.
And you can do this with multiple files selected as well, obviously.
For the viewers out there, I don't know if they know yet, but hopefully you've been joining us enough to know that Brady and I are both very keyboard-friendly folks. Mm-hmm. And I absolutely love features like this where you can just quickly push in. One of the things that I wanted to ask was, number one is I like the UI of the diff tool. That's really cool.
Right.
I'm one of those people that likes to take control of my environment. And basically, I actually go and change the diff tool within Visual Studio to another diffing tool that I like. Mm-hmm. Will this use the default one always, or if you were to go change the diff tool, will it actually pull in the other application that you might have replaced the default one?
You know what? That's actually a good question. But what I'll do is I'll give you that as a homework assignment. Why don't you go try it out? Okay. And let me know if it works.
Cool.
Actually, better yet, don't even let me know if it works. Let me know if it doesn't work.
Let me know. Okay, great.
Yeah, right. Okay.
saves the inbox a little bit.
So yeah, so basically, you know, for all these items, for these three things, we have keyboard shortcuts as well. So I showed you the Alt-PP, which is publish. And then I made another little edit here, and then we can re-invoke the preview by doing Alt-PC, which is compare.
Compare.
Cool.
That's it, yep. And then there's another one, actually, which does the opposite of publish. This really does a download. It will just replace the file. So if I do an Alt-PU, this actually will get the file from my web server, and then it will replace
it. It's almost like saying, this file stinks, let's replace it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
Or, hey, I made a bad change locally. How do I just get back to a working version?
Great. Right? No, that's cool.
You know what I mean? That's how I like to look at it. But, okay, so I've showed you guys this with text files, right? So now let's take a look at what happens if, let's say, we've got the hero accent, which is the image that shows up right here.
Mm-hmm.
What if I want to, let's say, invert the colors here? Okay, invert the colors, and then I do an Alt-PC for compare or preview. Boom, we show the images, we download the remote image, and then show you them both.
Mind right. blown right there.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Yeah, you know, these are, you know, it's like some simple features that really do make a lot of difference. Like, you know, for instance, I went to the developer that actually did this, and I mean, I don't know, must have taken him 30 minutes or an hour or something, mm-hmm. I mean, at the most. I mean, but then, you know, there were some bugs there, obviously, that we had to fix. But, you know, these are like, you know, like the low impact, like wowing type features, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, that is definitely really cool. And it's a lot easier to kind of figure out, okay, not only my code has changed, other assets of my website could change as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just pull those in directly within Visual Studio. Then, you know, fire off an email to the designer and say, what'd you do?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Cool.
That's true.
Yep.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
So you just diffed an image.
Like, I did,
against
yeah,
the
right.
server.
Right. Yep.
That's really cool.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling there's some hashing going on under the covers there.
No.
No?
Actually, you know what? I take that back. I made you think that I diffed the images, but what I really did was I downloaded one locally, and then I just showed you both, so I didn't do any actual diffing here. I'm just
right.
showing you
okay.
both,
okay.
right? You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yep. Makes sense. But,
so, yeah,
but as far as the user is concerned, they diffed on
that's
the server.
Right. Yeah, I mean, exactly right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's money. That's a good idea.
I agree.
Yeah.
Right. You know, the other cool aspect is, let's say if you make any changes to specific type of files, like let's say a CSS file or whatever other type of file that you might have, the cool part is when you actually do that diff, you'll still see, you'll still get all the colorization mm-hmm. and everything that you're pretty much expecting here.
Nice.
So yeah, it's not just like a normal diff that you'd get just with any old tool as well. That's so you kind of ask that question about, hey, what happens if I diff it with some other tool? I think that should work. I'm not really sure, but in either case, you definitely wouldn't get the colorization mm-hmm. through those
yeah.
other tools.
Yeah, because most of the time when you set the default diffing tool, like if you reconfigure the diffing tool, it will actually launch the application
yeah.
outside of
right.
Visual Studio.
Yeah.
So yeah,
yep.
you miss out on the really cool UI that's in there now.
Yep. That's
but
right.
yeah, I think this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't really remember. I wouldn't be surprised if it does, but you know, to me, I think let's find out if it works.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, then let's fix it.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you can find out too and use the commenting board if you want to say that you tried it with some other
right.
tool and it didn't work.
Yep.
We definitely want to know that as well, so that yep. we don't get it to you in a non-working state.
Please, please talk to us. We're really lonely in our offices.
I'm so lonely. I'm Mr. Lonely.
So that's what I've got going on here. Now, let me, I'm going to switch back to the web application project and then show you some of the other cool stuff that we've got there. All right, so if I do new project, I'll just, sure, MVC4 is fine. And while that's creating, I'll go and create a new website in Windows Azure.
Yes, the trusty demo O2.
That is it right there. Okay, so now I've got my my MVC project up and running. Mm-hmm. I'll just do a quick F5 to make sure that everything works.
Well, this is going. Mm-hmm. If our viewers might not be, you know, aware of some of the web config transform stuff out there, do you just want to give a quick overview as to what a web config transform is?
Oh, perfect. In Visual Studio 2010, when you created a new web project, you might have noticed that underneath web config, it will also create you web.debug and web.release.config. And then if you had other project configurations, it would create those as well. So what you can do is you can use those config transforms, well, web.debug and web.release.config, they're config transforms. So when you publish your web project, it will take your original web config and then transform it with either web.debug or web.release.
And it does like an XPath kind of query and replaces the values and whatnot. I don't know if it's XPath under the covers, but that's essentially what it does.
Actually, what we do is we try to abstract out or kind of hide out the XPath that is getting used. Mm-hmm. The way that we do that is we create our transform files to look very much like the actual normal file, and then we will interpret the relative placement of all the elements and determine the XPath for you.
Nice.
So that's kind of one help that we do there. But yeah, that's right.
Yep. Oh, cool.
And then, so now the website's up and running. Let me go ahead and stop it. And then I'll publish out to that website, which I just created. And then I'll show you where do the config transforms come into it.
Oh, cool.
Yep. So I've just saved my publish profile. Go ahead and publish this guy out. All right, so basically that's just going to take a second. If I go back and look at web.config, we can see here's web.release, mm-hmm. and then the content of my transform. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I've got a web.debug as well. Okay. By default, the publish dialog will use release, but you can actually set that within the publish dialog itself.
Cool.
Yep. Okay, so I've created this. Now, if I look at my web.release.config, we can see it's got a transform that says, hey, remove the debug attribute from the compilation element, which is under system web, which is under configuration. So basically, we just figured out what the XPath was.
Yep.
You didn't have to actually specify that, but yeah. So if I compare the original web config to the one that's on my server, I should see that difference. And I see that on the remote server, there's no debug equals true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now let me show you how does this relate back to these publish profiles. See, when we implemented publish in 2010, we kind of associated publish settings with the build configuration.
Okay.
I don't think that was the right decision, but you know we've learned from our mistakes. And now what I'm really trying to do is try to really separate these two things. So because of that, you know, I don't think, let's say if you have three production servers and they have different environment variables, mm-hmm. you know, in 2010 you'd have to create like a new build configuration. Mm-hmm. You know, I never was really satisfied with that. I don't think you should have to create new build configurations.
Gotcha.
You know, you should be able to take a release build and publish it to as many different places as you want.
Gotcha.
So what I've done, or what we've done, now you can actually have profile-specific transforms as well. And the way that we do this, we wanted to make sure that we didn't break anybody's existing projects that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the solution that we came up with actually kind of even makes sense to where if we never had build configuration-specific transforms, that we still would create them. The way that it works is it's like a cascading set of transforms. So we'll take your original web config, and then we'll transform it with your build configuration one. So let's say web.release.config. Mm-hmm. And then if you have a profile-specific transform, we will go ahead and apply that particular transform.
Cool.
For instance,
so if I've got released to server A or released to server B, right. I can have different profiles, and you'll go through and do release first, and then server A's profile or server B's profile, depending on where I'm going.
Exactly.
Cool.
Right.
Sounds good.
And then all the support for this underneath the covers was already there for 2012. But we didn't have the time to actually implement the gestures within Visual Studio.
Gotcha.
So if you have a published profile today that's called, let's say, production, mm-hmm. and you create a web.production.config that's inside your project mm-hmm. at the same folder as webconfig, then we'll automatically invoke that transform
gotcha.
After the build configuration one.
Gotcha. Cool.
But what I'm going to show you now is actually... it's one of the new items that we have available in this release.
Okay.
Right. So I can right-click on a particular published profile and then say, hey, add config transform. What this will do, it will go ahead and create the published profile specific transform and then open it for you.
Hmm.
If you notice that we added this web.sciademo to webdeploy. It just follows the naming convention, web dot, mm-hmm. published profile name,
yep.
Dot config. And the published profile name is really just the name of this file, the pubxml file. You can name it whatever you
want,
basically,
right?
Those.
It's
fine.
So here, let me go ahead and add one, and then I'll republish my app. Okay, let's say if I want to add an app setting, key, all right, so let me add a value from... All right, from profile transform. In this case, I'm going to go ahead and kick off a full publish. So just to let everybody know, we're still kind of working on those selective publishing features, like you know the one file publish type thing.
Mm-hmm.
In the current build, if you select your web config and you say publish, we're going to ship it as is. So you're going to basically take your dev web config and publish it out. But when we release it, after you right-click and say web config, we'll run through all the transforms and then produce the final transform version, but we haven't gotten there yet. That's
cool.
Why I didn't show you it in that particular flow.
Yep.
But that will work by the time we finally ship. But so I added this new transform. Now let me do a diff, and then I'll see did that new app setting actually make it to my web server or not. Okay, so I just do a diff here. And here is, okay, actually,
so
looks like it didn't make it.
I have a lot of experience with this because I used to do staging and dev test and QA
right.
environments. So one of the things I noticed is you didn't add the XPath token to some
replacement.
Yeah. So the XDD.
Wow. Yeah, that's right. Yep. You know what? That is a user error on my part. That's right. So thank you for letting me know. You're right. I should have added XDT. Transform is replace or insert.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Perfect. You know what? We should probably have a warning for that or something. I don't know, but okay. Let me republish the whole thing because we wouldn't run through these transforms otherwise. But yeah, no, that's a great observation. I was sitting here thinking we had some kind of bug. I was gonna blame the build again. You know, usually that's how I usually do it. Is I'll get like a fresh, clean build. That way, if anything goes wrong, 100% I can blame it on the build.
That makes sense.
You know, there must be something wrong with this build. It was just working, I swear. But anyways, now we can see that it actually is working.
Nice. Cool.
Right. Thanks for letting me know about that. Yep. That's right. So this, you know what? Basically, here's what I'm gonna say. The preview feature. Is definitely worth it. Look how many times I've already used it in this particular show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? How would I do this normally, right? Like, let's say if I was gonna show you something where I wanted to actually show you the remote files during the show, I would probably be demoing this on like a local IIS where I can use Windows Explorer and just show you all the files or...
You FTP it back down to your desktop, open it up and someone...
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would have been a lot more difficult.
Yeah.
And a lot more error prone.
Yeah.
But now I don't have to worry about it. But actually, you know what? Before we move off of it, let me show you guys something that some of our viewers may have been troubled with a particular change that we've made in 2010. Or in 2012, I should say. So in 2010, we made a whole bunch of web publish enhancements.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those enhancements were to actually have a toolbar where you can switch your web publish profile very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And then go ahead and publish.
Mm-hmm.
But there was like a toolbar reduction effort that went on earlier in 2012, and they removed all the toolbars which are not, you know, the most heavily used. Mm-hmm. So we removed the one-click toolbar.
Gotcha.
And I've been trying to find a home for it ever since. Now I think I've found the perfect place. So you might have noticed this activity window popping up when I was doing previews, mm-hmm. and all that. So all those kind of the one file publish type operations are flowing through here, all the messages. And right now the publishing stuff isn't going through here, but we'll also flow the publishing information through here as well. But we've moved the one-click toolbar down here.
Nice.
So if you had multiple profiles and you missed the one-click toolbar, or you, for people who missed the one-click toolbar, they can always bring it back. But mm-hmm. I think this is a much more natural place for it anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, it's more focused on what you have going on, and it's in context, basically. So I think this is a much better place for it, and I think it's the final resting place. Nice. For the one-click toolbar.
Big it.
Yeah,
cool.
For sure.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
So you've added a lot of publishing support to website projects.
Right.
You've added the ability to do diffs live on the server. We'll just call it live on the server, even though we know in the background it downloads it, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
You've added the ability to do transforms based on profile. And you've added the ability to do image diffs. And you can actually download individual files from the server rather than have to tweak and FTP and yada, yada. So that's all going to be built in. You've got an extension coming out to be able to add all this in, or an update from build to be able to add all this in.
Right.
Got any idea on timelines or?
Exactly. So let's take a look at, we can talk about everything that we've shown. Website publishing is out there right now today.
Okay. Cool.
Right. It went out a few weeks back.
Right.
And it went out like, I think, the last week of October.
Okay.
It's in the Azure SDK.
Okay.
So you can get that at WindowsAzure.com.
WindowsAzure.com.
Right, I can't.
WindowsAzure.com.
Yeah, WindowsAzure.com. Yeah. And then go to develop and then .NET.
Nice.
And then install SDK.
Okay.
So you can grab that from there.
That's the 1.8?
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yep.
And then the one-click publish, the one-file publish thing, which I kind of call it one-file publish, but you can actually select multiple files as well.
Mm-hmm.
That is available in preview form inside that build.
Mm-hmm.
Installer, you're not going to get the shortcuts,
mm-hmm.
but you know, you can practice your shortcuts at home and then be ready for them when the final version comes out.
Nice.
And that was Alt-PP, Alt-PC, and Alt-PU?
That's right. Yep.
Excellent. It's good stuff. It's good stuff.
That's right.
Cool.
Yeah.
It's exciting. Well, do you have anything else you want to show us before the end of the talk? I know you had a meeting to get off to, so I don't
Yeah,
want
I did have one other thing
time.
That I wanted to,
okay.
to talk
okay.
to you about, but...
Okay.
You know, it's not strictly publishing related,
okay.
and we are running out of time, so I think maybe I should come back for that.
We'll just have to have him back on a different show.
Right.
Yeah.
What do you think
yeah.
of that?
I like that idea.
Okay. Sounds like
right.
a plan.
Yeah, we'll get her done.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't want you to be late to your meeting.
Sure. Yeah,
Lord knows
yeah,
we
right.
have enough of
yep.
those.
Yep.
So.
That's right. Yeah, I think I might have to leave now.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, right.
Well, it was nice to have you in.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going to miss you.
Yeah, exactly.
It was nice to have you on the show again.
Right, for
this
sure.
This is really... this is really fantastic. You may have seen Magnus Martinsen do some demos of this last
right.
week
yep.
at AzureConf. Yep. You'll probably see him do a lot more of them. He's very excited about these features. And I'm sure that you'll see Syed doing more, because Syed tends to go to lots of code camps and user groups and
right.
other community activities and whatnot that are out there. You have anything that you're going to be speaking at anytime soon? That you know
no. Don't have anything lined up right now. I'm just
okay.
I'm actually going to be taking a little bit of time off.
Cool.
Right.
That's good
yeah.
to know.
Yeah, right, for sure.
So I can come trash your office.
If you can find it, right.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mads will be there too, right? So.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, right.
I have to get
okay.
my whole trash.
yeah.
Awesome.
Exactly.
Awesome. Well, thanks a lot for coming on the show today. I know you're extremely
yeah,
busy.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for working on all this stuff and making life a lot easier for the web guys out there that need to publish stuff up to websites. Pretty excited to use it. Can't wait to get
right.
my hands on all
cool.
of them.
Cool. Awesome. Thanks for having
awesome.
Me, Brady.
Thanks, man.
And
Take
Corey.
Care.
Thank you.
It's always good to see you.
And thanks to you as well for joining us here on WebCamps TV.